Wishing you a beautiful Friday, and I hope you have a lovely weekend. Just to remind you, our monthly gathering is on this Sunday night at 8:30 Irish time on Zoom. All the details are below under monthly gathering, so I would love to see you there. So today we are getting really started now on this month's topic around our career and our passions. And I just wanted to go through kind of the sections that you'll fall into. You may fall into a few of these. You might want to focus on one or two things, but ideally be good just to focus on one main thing if you can. So the main categories are, say, the career part. You're either in a job or you own your own business. Okay, and this is something that you do full time or part time, it doesn't matter, but it's your main, like, say, source of work. You might want to stay in that industry. For example, if you're working for somebody, stay in that industry, but you would like to progress, have specific career goals, financial goals, work-life balance goals. You mightn't be sure what you want to progress to or what you might want to change to, but you just know you would like some sort of a change there. Perhaps you own your own business currently, so you're self-employed, and you'd like to develop this. You'd like to improve in this, make changes in it, and have specific goals around that. Perhaps then you're working or not working, so you may be working or not working, but you have a passion project on the side of that. So it could be that you have a healing business, you have a product that you sell, you paint and sell artwork. Something that you are either creating income from currently or you would like to create income from in the future. Or you may have an idea for a business that you would like to do in the future and you don't quite know what that is yet, but you feel you'd like to be drawn into a different like path. And then there's the section where around your passion. So this might be that you are currently working but want to go into something completely different and have no idea what that's going to be, but you know it has to be more aligned to your values and your goals. This is really important because some people are doing a lot of inner work after the years we've gone through and are really looking at what suits them, what ethically they want to align themselves morally and what their values are, and doing something that they feel is rewarding for them personally and for the world. So you could be in that section. And you also could have a passion like wanting to learn art, wanting to write a book, wanting to, learn an instrument, whatever it is. But it's something that like you feel really, really drawn to and are going to actually give time to. So you're falling in that very, very large spectrum. And I wanted to go through that in detail today. I know I talked about it on Tuesday, but I want you to pick, you know, where you fall in that. I've given really specifics to cover every angle that I can imagine possible. And what you're going to do today is you're going to get your notebook. Hopefully you have that at this stage. And some colours again. So when you're writing this stuff, either write them in colourful pens or colourful markers or colouring pencils. Like just something. Keep this lovely and bright. And the reason for that is because the more bright, the more energised you're going to feel when you look at it. So we have to start off with like what our kind of blueprint and our framework is for just even looking at where we want to be. So I want you to figure out what category you're in today, very, very strongly there, and write down what that is, and then write down what your goal is around this. So the first goal, like I said, can be simply to, let's just take this as an example. I have a small business that I've started, but I work full time. So what I'd like to do is create a better business plan around this new business. We are going to be creating quite strong foundational elements and blueprints next week, so just wait for that. But what are the goals around it? Okay, so like, what do you want to achieve in this? If you're someone who's like, I just want to, maybe you've given up work, maybe you are in a job you don't like and you're wanting to go towards something else, you're going to write down, I don't know what that is, but I want to make a very significant change and whatever goals, other goals you have around that. So let's get very, very specific today. And then next week, I'm going to teach you how to create a really lovely practical blueprint around this. So have a great weekend and I'll talk to you soon.